The thunderous rain that fell on Yaoundé Wednesday afternoon did not prevent the thousands of people who had come from far and wide to participate at this important spiritual event. Big TV screens were mounted to accommodate those who could not find a place in the basilica. The Vespers began in an atmosphere of deep prayer and meditation, with intermittent shouts of joy and singing in the Marian Sanctuary, which stands magnificently next to one of the first churches built by the German Palatine missionaries, who arrived here around 1906. Thousands of people could be seen waving the Vatican and Cameroonian flags as the Pope Mobile made the 11-kilometer journey from the nuncio's residence to the town of Mvolye. I made a trip to the sanctuary on Sunday, and from what I saw along the way, this journey would have given the Pope a glimpse of some of the deprived areas of Yaoundé as the route passes through one of the sprawling slums of its outskirts. The meeting was with diverse groups brought together in love of Christ and love of neighbor. In his talk, therefore, the Pope addressed each of the groups, presenting St. Joseph as a model of Christian life.
What is important is not to be a useless servant, but rather a faithful and wise servant.
He said a saint who, though not the biological father of Jesus, lived his fatherhood fully and completely, and his humility as a father and servant illustrates his willingness to serve the Lord. To the priest, he said they are called to live out their fatherhood as pastors of God's people in their daily tasks.
As Jesus teaches us, the leader must become as one who serves.
The ministerial priesthood, he said, entails a profound relationship with Christ, who is given to us in the Eucharist. He then went on to address the consecrated men and women, asking them also to look to St. Joseph, who teaches us that it is possible to love without possessing. Pope Benedict prayed that the members of ecclesial movements may be attentive to those around them, and among other things, to reveal the loving face of God to the poor through works of mercy, through Christian education of young people, and in their programs for the advancement of women.
Magnificat, anima mea Dominus.
Qui désire réunir les hommes en une seule famille.
Christian unity is very dear to this Pope, and turning to the members of other Christian churches present at the prayer, he presented again St. Joseph, who lived in obedience to God's word, as an eloquent sign for all the disciples who seek unity in the church. He said a quest for Christians to be united represents a challenge, but that in this year of St. Paul, we should turn to him so as to hear and learn the faith and truth, which are the deepest reasons for the unity of Christ's disciples.
The Holy Father has made a gift to the Basilica, a votive lamp with roses for the statue of our Blessed Virgin Mary.
The ceremony began with a welcome address by the Archbishop of Yaoundé, Simon Tonye Bakot. Earlier on Wednesday, he met with the bishops of Cameroon and urged them to be united in their service as pastors of God's people. After highlighting some of the problems facing the church in Cameroon, the Holy Father encouraged them not to relent in their efforts in building the church as a family of God based on love, justice, reconciliation, and peace. With the Pope in Yaoundé, I am Festus Tarawali.